name of this principle is, whatever you do, don't leave the lessons behind. See, if you're not reaching your potential, there's a good chance you're repeating mistakes. And after you heard these stories from these great advisors, I mean, many of them have doubled their revenue. They've done it in 2 to 3 years, and they've done it with probably half as many clients rather than more clients. I mean, there's a lot to be learned here, both from your mistakes and your successes, and their mistakes and their successes. Please don't leave these lessons behind.
Whatever you do, don't leave the lessons behind. If you want different results in your life, break away from the sins of insanity, which is thinking, believing, and doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. A different result requires different beliefs and different actions. Extracting the lessons from your failures keeps you from falling off a cliff into a pit of insanity.
I don't believe that there's anybody in this business or any that haven't made mistakes. The problem is not recognizing them for mistakes and moving on. So those people that continue to do the same thing over and over expecting different results are destined for failure. They're not learning from mistakes.
I don't think of anything as failing. Everything is a mistake to different degrees, and you learn from it and you move on.
As you move forward with a clear vision and make decisions about your business while battling the disease of unproductivitis, it is expected you will make mistakes. Show you are human to your team by discussing these past mistakes so they too can learn from them. Don't be afraid to appear vulnerable by sharing past failures. Remember, experiments never fail as long as you extract the lessons from the miscues. When you extract the lessons from failure or future application, the learning travels with you, safely stored until the next moment you need to draw from that experience. Regrets fade and negative results move from serious to humorous when you experience success and apply the lessons learned. You'll have the ability to laugh at yourself. I see a lot of businesses launch a marketing idea that appears on the surface to fail. Individuals that throw their hands up in the air with defeat feel scarred from their mistakes, sometimes enough to stop their marketing events. As their marketing efforts slow down, so does their growth potential of their business. Incremental growth sets in, and the entrepreneur gets bitten by the snakes waiting for him in the canyon of insanity. So whatever you do, please don't leave those lessons behind.
One of the biggest mistakes in my career had to do with a young advisor that we were really mentoring. You could say he was a protege of Travis and myself. We brought him in while he was still in college and literally taught him everything that we knew. And we had so much pride and so much love for this person that there were little things that happened along the way that we really turned a blind eye to, that if we were older and wiser, should have seen the trouble signs then and there. As time went on and this person became more and more successful, we continued having him part of the team and having this advisor involved in everything we did, from the front stage meeting with clients to the backstage, how to set up your practice, how to have a perfect practice. And there were times, as I said, that we didn't always see eye to eye. I remember on 3 specific occasions during our relationship, there were times where he told us that he didn't feel like he got any value out of us, or that he could do all this on his own. Travis and I let all this slide for whatever reason because we cared about this young man and wanted to see him be successful. But as Travis and I were growing professionally and personally, we were also growing wiser. And there were changes going on in our lives to know that, you know what, you should really do what you say and say what you do. And we had entered into a sale agreement, and at the last minute, after agreeing to what we had put together, while I was out of town, the advisor reneged. I remember like it was yesterday, Travis called me on a Friday afternoon in the spring. I was at the St. Louis Zoo between the bear pits and the monkey cages buying my family dessert when the phone rang. It was Travis. He was frantic. Actually, I could probably hear the steam hissing out of his ears and just imagining how red his face was as he was telling me that we had no deal and that even though we had an agreement, we had shook on it, and the contract was being finalized, he decided to go a different direction. At that point, almost instantly, I made the decision, along with Travis, to say, you know what? If we look back, we've put up with this stuff long enough. At that point, we decided to sever our ties with the person. And I still know him and remain friendly with him on a personal level, but on a professional level, we just needed to move on. This created a huge trauma in the office. There was a great amount of tears shed by the team members. The girls had learned to like him also, and Travis and I can quite frankly come off as Black Bart and Jesse James sometimes. And I remember for a week to 2 weeks, I felt like the girls were going to have a mutiny and beat me to death with their staplers. But I knew in my heart that we had made the right decision. And I say all that to say this. The regret I have is not recognizing this sooner. Because a similar situation came up several years later where we'd been training a young man and the warning signs appeared early and Travis and I took him aside and said, let's be honest with each other. Let's make a transition now because we think it will be best for you in the long run. And I will say, the way we handled that and this young person, he's grown more professionally, been more successful, and grown more personally since that conversation than the whole time he was pretending to go along with us. So I would say my biggest regret is not nipping something in the bud that I knew in my heart of hearts would be a disaster later because it became a bigger problem, a bigger trauma, a bigger distraction in our practice than what it needed to be.
My team and I go through an exercise after each big event. The celebration of a success, and when something didn't go as well as it could have. We sit down and review simply what worked, what didn't work, and how we would do it differently if we had to do it all over again. And then we ask ourselves, would we do it again? We would use a different set of steps to achieve our desired results. This exercise helps us learn from our setbacks and victories. This thought process reinforces where we are passionate and productive when we are celebrating. This also makes the planning for the next duplicate experience much easier to execute, knowing we've already written a plan fresh off the prior encounter. One advisor kept making valiant attempts to market his practice to acquire clients. He put on dinners, seminars, luncheons, asked for referrals, sent out mailers, and tried a lot of different tactics in order to increase his client acquisition numbers. The results were minimal compared to the effort put forth and the low return on investment. When we started working together, we immediately went through a process to break down what didn't work, what worked, how we would do it differently, and the different steps he would take. Sound familiar? He also experienced a goal-setting process to determine a specific target of realistic clients he could acquire. We took him through several branding, positioning, and marketing exercises to help him create the messages, look, and feel that represented him. He learned from our transformation concierge how to plan and execute dynamic events that he and his clients and prospects would enjoy based on the top-shelf client profile he built. When I asked him if he'd ever gone through steps we'd walked him through, he said no. He said he just kept plugging away with the drive, knowing he had to market without the notion of who he was trying to attract, what events best suited him and his clients, and how to dialogue with his target market based on his personal brand. By breaking down the previous marketing trail he'd been running on, he was able to create a paved path based on the lessons he took from his past experience while uncovering his strengths and passions in the client acquisition arena.
You know, I will tell you that getting comfortable is probably the biggest mistake that I've ever made. I got very comfortable with my life late 90s into the early 2000s, thought the business was very easy and stopped doing what had made me successful. After I had to pick myself up 3 years later and look at my life, I said to myself, wow, you know what? Everything that had made me successful, I stopped doing. Everything that had gotten me to where I was in 2000, I stopped doing. And I said, it's never going to happen again. I'm not going to let it happen.
biggest mistake I would have to say is, and it's something that happened for many, many years, and it was continuously doing the same thing and expecting different results. I mean, that's just the biggest waste of time. And, you know, and other people have come up to me in the past and have offered their services to help me. And I'm, you know, and in my mind, I would sort of just shut them out rather than opening my mind up and saying, hey, maybe an outsider can really have a big, you know, effect on what I'm doing here. So the biggest mistake that I would have to say is not recognizing that earlier and starting to take more corrective actions back then, and instead of spending too many years unhappy with my results.
The biggest mistake, let me think for a second. I've had so many good mistakes in my life. In terms of the biggest mistake, it was probably trying to do it on my own at points. Do it in a way that I started getting lost out there. Not having someone to help clarify again for me where I was and what was going on. And not pausing, not stepping back, and having the ability, and I believe maybe I need coaching because of this, but the ability to help me again get back in touch with where I am and what is going on. And the tied into that, one of the financial results of that, something that Travis is coaching is working on, is always focusing totally on the business instead of looking beyond that. And looking at the more important things of life, that this service that I provide others, what that's meant to do for me in my life.
So I have to pick one mistake: spending too much time on marketing ideas or gimmicks of mailers or seminars or things that really didn't get you in touch with people, and spending too little time just going out to lunch with somebody, going to a local community event, whether it's a community picnic or a Rotary or a Chamber of Commerce, something to connect with the clients that are already clients, friends that can introduce me to other people. Should have spent more time with people and less time with ideas.
Listen, for every one person cheering for you on the sideline, there are thousands of people in the stands rooting against you. Don't give them the pleasure of knowing they got to you. Flip your mistakes into victories. Extract the lessons and values from all of your experiences. Be just as enthusiastic to share what hasn't worked in your business and life with your support team as you are when you share your proudest moments. What lessons are traveling with you from past failures? Make a list of the failures you've had in your life and business. In the column next to it, write down the lessons learned. In the third column, or another sheet of paper, articulate how you would do it all over again. More importantly, in a different way. Finally, and most important, where appropriate, try it again and apply what you've learned. Remember, never leave the lessons behind. That's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less. We know you can do it.